Support provided by Heartland Family Birthing Center at Heartland Regional Medical Center, combining technology with progressive birthing techniques. The Heartland Family Birthing Center, where families are born. Online at heartlandregional.com.
Good morning, and here is your WSIU Almanac for the last Monday in March. On this day in 1922, the first microfilm device was used by the public. 1924 in Chicago, radio station WGN began broadcasting. And in McMinnville, Tennessee, on this day in 1902, a record 11.7 inches of rain fell in one day. Locally, here's a special announcement from the Little Egypt Arts Association in Marion, and they want artists to submit their work for display at this year's Heron Festa Art Competition. You can submit up to 3 of your original works, and for more information, contact Missy at the Little Egypt Arts Association at 618-998-8530. This Saturday at Giant City State Park, the first guided wildflower walk of the early spring takes place at Trillium Trail. Meet at the Giant City's Visitor Center Saturday morning at 10. And you can see a list of the future nature activities planned for the whole year at Giant City just by going to the WSIU website. In the arts, in Cape Girardeau, the Arts Council of Southeast Missouri remind you of their first Friday with the Arts this Friday, which is April the 1st, by the way. And that means Friday, when you walk along downtown Cape, you'll see art exhibits, you'll get to talk with the artists themselves, and you'll hear live music also. In Charleston this Friday from 2 to 6, you can give blood at the Charleston Public Library. Also this Friday at the Cesar Vallier High School, they have a blood drive there, slated to go from 9 to 3. And another blood drive is set to start off the month of April, Friday in Salem, Illinois, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. You can give blood at the Walmart in Salem. And in Mount Vernon, tomorrow it's after-school art time, starting at 3:30 at Cedarhurst. Kindergartners through fifth graders are invited to participate. And that's the WSIU Almanac. Have a good Monday.